With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump is nominating former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee to be the U.S. ambassador to Israel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president-elect said Huckabee loves Israel and the people of Israel love him. Writing on social media, Trump hailed the former GOP governor as a great public servant and faith leader. He said Huckabee will work tirelessly to bring about peace in the Middle East. The announcement comes amid high tensions in the region as Israel carries out its war against Hamas following a deadly terrorist attack in October 2023. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer now says two freshman senators will be allowed to attend Senate orientation this week. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Schumer drew criticism when he refused to invite Senator-elect David McCormick to orientation, despite the fact his race had been called days ago by the Associated Press. The Democrat winner in Arizona, Ruben Gallego, will also be allowed to attend now that his race has been called. Some of the criticism of Schumer came from Arizona's now independent former Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema. She wrote on X when she won election as a Democrat in 2018. She was allowed to attend orientation even though her race had not yet been called. Bob Agnew reporting.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's proud of all the Republican House candidates.
We flipped blue seats to red as we planned, and we kept this majority. We expect that the majority will be larger than last time. We still have a number of races outstanding, but we're very optimistic about those. And we are looking forward to governing in unified government beginning in January.
He said there would be no time wasted on Mr. Trump's America First agenda. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 382 points, the NASDAQ and S&P lower by 17. This is SRN News. The annual Christmas wars begin in Britain.
Debenhams department store has removed a holiday sweater bearing the words, "A Gay in a Manger," complete with a crib and a rainbow flag. British clergymen and Christian ministries threaten to boycott. Seems every year at this time, LGBT groups try to co-opt the holiday, or atheist groups try to ban any presentation of the real meaning of Christmas, or Satanists seek to set up pagan statues next to the manger. And so the Christmas wars begin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-family groups are hoping President Trump will make good on his campaign promises to end President Biden's promotion of transgenderism. Opposition to transgenderism was emphasized in the closing days of Mr. Trump's campaign. One of his final ads stated that Kamala is for they, them, President Trump is for you. The Biden administration made transgenderism a priority from day one. This is SRN News. The Israeli army announced the opening of a new aid crossing into Gaza, just as a U.S. deadline demanding the improvement of humanitarian conditions is due to expire.
Israel has been under increasing pressure to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza. The U.S. said around 350 trucks of aid a day were needed. The letter said that if that target wasn't met, weapon supplies could be held back. Over the last month, the average has been around 40 trucks a day. The United Nations has said the situation in the north of the Strip is apocalyptic, with a real risk of famine. Israel has always denied that, and will hope that opening another crossing will ease some pressure.
BBC correspondent Joe Inwood reporting. The Biden administration says Israel has made some good but limited progress in increasing the flow of humanitarian aid to Gaza, and therefore it won't limit arms transfers. More details at srnnews.com.